All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 376. I'm your host, GBD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we are joined by a man whose vocal stylings are so accurate that Twitch mutes him while he sings in the shower, Wombat.
Hey, but did you hear my phone ringing?
No.
My landline was ringing. It was weird. I didn't even answer it. I just hit the talk button and hung up.
Whoa. Close one.
I hope it wasn't important. So.
And a man who I don't think I've ever heard him sing a song in his life, Shipwreck.
That's how we like it.
Sing something. Sing a song.
Don't sing a song because there's music playing under you. So it's going to sound weird.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Which song is it?
I don't know. We're too behind the scenes now. People don't need to know how the sausage is made.
Lips and anus, people.
Do they? You think they usually think that we're just jamming here to the music?
I don't know. Maybe.
Should I still be dancing?
You can be sure it's some horrible 90s techno that's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something I don't like. It's almost a guarantee.
But I'll tell you, I do get a lot of tweets from people saying how much that they enjoy the music selection. And sometimes they ask me what it is, and sometimes they just thank me for playing it because they really enjoy it. I don't get any tweets telling me that it sucks.
Only from me.
I just get, you know, real life complaints from you.
Exactly.
But those are meaningless.
Yeah, and I think that if I liked it, then you would feel as though you did something wrong.
No, I just think that you don't know how to pick the music for the show.
I would just pick different music.
You can't have words. The words are the problem, Wombat.
I like
Wombat doesn't even like the 90s rap I was having him listen to at E3.
No, I didn't.
The
really.
90s Christian rap. It was very good. And he none of it.
You can't have you can't have any lyrics going on. Or if it is, it has to be very simple, something that's repeating over and over again that's not going to overpower you talking over it. It's just production.
I like music without words.
Sure. That's why I use classical music sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm.
One day I will make a video, Wombat, detailing the entire, just a screencast of editing a CADcast from start to finish. I think at least we could tell people how to make a good-sounding podcast, you know.
Do you remember when podcasts used to have, like, music in the background the entire time?
Some still do that.
Do they?
I think so.
How do you know? When was the last time you listened to a podcast?
The last one I listened to was Rebel FM when they talked about Rust. And I couldn't tell you the last one before that. Probably like an 8-4 play, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm surprised you've listened to two.
I listened to Stern, and John Oliver was on Stern recently, and it was a very insightful interview into his career. It was very interesting.
He's an interesting guy. He's very funny.
And of course, it was hilarious, the interview.
Yes.
He's married to a combat medic. Did you know that? In the U.S. Army.
I knew he was married to someone in the Army. I didn't know what she did.
Yes. She's a trauma surgeon.
Mm. I once dated someone in the Army. It was interesting.
So he comes back from the studio, complains like what a hard day that he had, and she just rolls her eyes, basically.
You know, appropriately so.
Right, because she spent 2 years, you know, seeing guys with no arms and legs and stuff. So what's going on? I stopped eating sugar and bread since last week. I read this book called Green Brain. Have you heard about that?
You told me about it.
Oh, I did. Well, I've been able to do it so far for a week.
I've done Atkins before.
It's a little different from that, but
no bread and no sugar.
Yeah,
pretty much Atkins.
But you're not supposed to eat bacon and things like that.
Well, yeah,
I just ate some bacon.
I'm not surprised.
I ate a big steak with green beans wrapped in bacon.
Green beans are good.
Defeats the purpose of the green beans, doesn't it?
It made the green beans taste good.
A shock. I'm shocked to hear that. Green beans are good anyway. You don't need bacon to enjoy green beans.
There was bacon wrapped around the green beans, so I ate the green beans wrapped in bacon.
Right. What could you do?
Exactly. It's after the fact then.
Right. Anyway, this book, Green Brain, the whole point is that by eating carbs, it's just sugar, and the sugar goes to your brain, and it makes your brain inflamed.
Happy. Makes your brain happy.
It makes your brain happy,
sugar
yes.
Sugar is good.
It does. He says that for sure. but it makes it inflamed and it makes you more susceptible to Alzheimer's disease and other neurological diseases.
So you're just going to be able to remember that.
I don't know. This sounds like
just boring food.
That you didn't have any pizza.
I'll be the first right. person to admit that people eat too much bread in general. I mean, even I'm guilty of that, and I try to eat bread like in one meal a day.
Right.
I don't like bread.
If I'm going to have bread, and I try to make sure it's, you know, whole wheat if possible.
But that's even worse, actually, apparently.
Whatever. Again.
Somehow that's worse.
Because one guy in one book says so.
Right.
I think you might be a little too susceptible. You're like, and then the guy said drink the Kool-Aid, and it was in his book. So I drank the Kool-Aid.
Pretty much.
And now we're here in heaven.
That's pretty accurate.
See, for me, I just watch Wendy's commercials and see pretzel buns, and that's how I choose what to eat.
I discovered that the Wendy's here sells the burger with the pretzel buns.
Nice.
Sure. It's delicious.
I've never had one. Is it good?
Yeah, of course it is.
I had a lobster roll that was on a pretzel bun about a week ago. That was hard to say.
Lobster on a pretzel bun?
Yeah, lobster. Yes, lobster salad on a pretzel bun. What? That doesn't sound good to you?
I don't know that those worlds need to collide in that way.
I'll be honest. It didn't need the pretzel bun, and I didn't finish the bun.
Right.
But
the lobster and pretzel doesn't.
But it was good. But it was definitely more bun than I needed.
Also, lobster salad I don't like because I don't like mayonnaise.
Really? Well, that I can't help you with.
Yeah. I'm definitely anti-mayonnaise.
You would be.
And ketchup.
I'm one sticker away from level 4 on Xbox Fitness. I want to say that after I say I ate mayonnaise on a pretzel bun.
So you're still doing it pretty regularly?
Yeah, 5 days a week. 5 days a week.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Shit.
And I try to walk like 3 or 4 miles on the weekend.
Do you think the guy who runs the Xbox Fitness Twitter account, okay, because you know he made that nice little cartoon for you when you tweeted mm-hmm. about how you were using it. Do you think he has access to the stats on how much you actually use it?
He might. I don't know. It's not like I'm lying.
Oh, I'm not saying that he's checking up on you, but I'm like in terms
of...
Oh,
do you mean like he's checking and is like, wow, he's still doing it.
Right, and maybe
got a
we
user
could,
over
we should,
here, guys.
I'm talking about from a marketing perspective. Like he can like leverage the fact that you use it and that you have X number of followers. Like, do you think that data is relevant to his job?
It might be. I could see it being relevant. I could see there being value to Xbox Fitness and to someone like me using it regularly.
Okay, part two of this question. Do you think Major Nelson can see into your living room?
Oh, I think he has seen me masturbate at least once. That's not true. I don't masturbate in my living room. That's disgusting.
Yeah. That's only when you're like, you know, 13.
Or you live alone.
Right. Anyway, so yeah, I'm not eating bread. It's very exciting. I've had eggs. I have eggs every day for breakfast.
I have eggs as much as I can. I'm a hard-boiled egg guy, personally.
This doctor really likes eggs, the guy who wrote the book.
Of course he does.
Anyway, how about some...
Dr. Spaceman, is that his name?
Spaceman, I think it's pronounced. how about some show feedback?
Sure. Urge26 says, gentlemen, I thoroughly enjoyed the CADcast this morning. I would love if you devote a special segment of the show exclusively to Wombat's soothing voice. You are the woman made the show this week. Good job editing, Mr. GBD.
It was very easy. I would like to tell you that it was difficult and it required a lot of skill, but it just required me finding the instrumental on YouTube. And you sang it like pretty in key and also in the right tempo. There
That's
was one part that I had to just sort of stretch out a little bit, like the second part, but it would, you know. 5 minutes tops, the whole thing.
That's what I want to make sure people realize, that it was the same clip from the middle of the show. It was the same a cappella clip. I wasn't singing to music. So.
Oh, no. He didn't even know I did that until he
exactly.
woke up the next morning.
So, you know, people said, oh, good karaoke. I'm like, it wasn't karaoke.
Right. It was karaoke.
It's karaoke. Zevwins has to say.
You know
say,
what sucks is that when I move back to America, I will never be able to say it the American way.
Yeah, but how often are you really going to go out to karaoke?
You're
going to
look like an asshole then.
Right, I'm going to look like an asshole. I'm either going to look like an asshole to myself or to other people.
Yes.
I'm either knowingly saying it completely wrong or saying it completely right and having people think I'm an asshole.
The American invention of karaoke.
Right. I like doing it, so I would do it often, Chip.
There you go. Zeb Wins has to say, Wombat, use the power of CAG and your respective Twitter accounts to promote the features you want on Xbox One. Anyone could submit an idea to xbox.uservoice.com and have it voted upon. Did you know there was such a thing as xbox.uservoice.com?
Nope.
Me neither. Why isn't that like being tweeted out on a regular basis? Have a suggestion for Xbox? Send us, and you vote. And some things have lots of votes. It's very interesting.
I don't see any votes or anything. I just see a... Oh, where do you see the ideas? I don't see anything. Oh, give
it should be on. Yeah.
Okay. Allow Major Nelson to look into my living room. Perfect. Submit. Great. I would do that. Like you could just... Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
Well, can you think of what would you submit to this Xbox.uservoice.com?
Well, it was the weather app that we were talking about last week, and someone already did that. So,
but it's not really a weather app. That's not what you want.
Well, no, I don't want a weather app. I want a weather. It was all of it was in.
You want a living room operating system is what you're asking for.
Yes. 3D Blu-ray support. Masked elite recorded clips. Use screenshots to make gamer picks. That actually would work. I mean, it'd probably be a lot of pixels.
These are all minutia, dude.
I'm just...
Release just games.
Yeah. Make games.
That's a good one. Ship is writing that one in right now.
Yeah, there you go. How many votes would that one get? But there you go. Just looking at things right now. But it's a cool site. There you go. Check it out. It's an Xbox site.
Right. The number two thing is, did you look to see what the most popular ones were?
I just left the page, so no.
No, it's the DLNA support, the full like media streaming like you had that you were able to do on Xbox 360. Still not implemented. NHL 95 is coming out September 9th. It was one of the best features of it.
95 is?
What?
95.
I mean, you said NHL 95.
Whatever. 15? Jesus.
Old man, GP.
I know. Oh, my God.
Do you want us to get off your lawn while you're talking about this?
It might be an NHL 95 remastered.
No, they're not doing that. They said they're not doing that.
With a lot of DLC?
Maybe it's DLC. When they remastered that, it was pretty useless. I think I played it once. It had no features except you could just play the old NHL 95 with, like, I don't know. It was pretty pointless. You couldn't play it online. There was no league. There was nothing. Anyway, what else we got here, Wombat?
Mark Landry, I guess this was tweeted to you. Last week about voice control, Windows Phone has the Cortana Assistant, and rumors are Microsoft will be bringing that to the Xbox.
Okay, so that's she's the living room operator. If she's going to be the living room operating system, then that's a good idea.
Yeah, and it'll tell me the weather and the headlines. Because, like, you know, it goes back to Xbox Fitness. I wake up in the morning and the first thing I do is turn it on. It'd be nice to get the news before I go into that app.
Sure. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want Google Now in your living room on your Xbox.
Uh-huh.
They should call it Xbox Now.
That works.
I just thought of that.
That you're a genius.
Thank you.
You should be working in their marketing department.
I know. Give me a job. Come on. Then you can hear me say karaoke all day at work.
You could talk about what was wrong with Xbox karaoke.
Oh, God. That was bad.
It was. It was a disaster because it had the same pricing structure as PlayStation Now.
It had the same pricing structure as actually going to the a real bar.
It just didn't make sense.
And living there.
Yeah. Anyway. Right.
Yes.
Shipwreck and I both saw a movie this weekend. Not together.
Game of the Gones.
That's right. We saw Game of the Gones.
I can't imagine. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy. I literally didn't think. When I saw it on the outline, I had no idea what it was. but I didn't.
Oh, because I just wrote GOTG?
Right.
Yeah.
But I did realize what it was as we were talking right now.
Gotcha. What did you think, Mr. Shipwreck?
That movie's really good. There's, yeah, people are right. That movie's good. Good job, everybody.
Good job, world. You like the right thing.
Yeah. We all agreed it was good. Good job.
Rank it in turn. Like, put it on the Marvel scale for me.
I did a whole podcast where I did that, but you go
ahead. It's right alongside Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Okay. It ranks up there.
It's either one or two.
Yeah, you need to see Captain America 2.
Yeah, that's coming out very soon. I saw it's already on the torrent sites, but it comes out legitimately September 9th, I believe.
Yes. So you need to check that out, because I think that's up there too. Those three are the best three.
I don't know. I mean, it could be number three. I don't see it surpassing the other two, just because I'm not a big Captain America guy, but...
Understood.
I'm sure I'll like it.
Yes. There's you know, it's a likable movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy is a movie you watch and you wonder why other movies are so bad.
Because it doesn't seem that hard to make a good comic book movie.
It seems so effortless. Like, this whole movie, it's just like, yes, you guys have put the right sequence of events. You've hit all the right emotions. You had all the right dialogue. You had all the right music. You had
the
all
tone
the right...
is what usually gets messed up. Right, in these movies, like the whole, like the Spider-Man movie will be very serious.
Well that's then... just it also is that it's you know, it's as much a comic book movie as, I don't know, Scott Pilgrim is a comic book movie. It's not a superhero movie. I wouldn't call it. It straddles that line more than any other ones. Scott Pilgrim might be a bit more, you know, me going a little extreme, but it's not Spider-Man. It's not a Spider-Man.
There's no
movie.
Origin story either. Yeah. Like, they got around very loosely on just one or two characters, but it wasn't like we had to, like, do a whole origins thing.
Yeah, I didn't have to watch a half hour to find out how Star-Lord became Star-Lord. It was 5 minutes on how Star-Lord
became.
And then
they sprinkle it in throughout the movie. Like, you learn more about the characters, but it's not like... It's not like a chore to watch.
Character development and exposition to explain someone's backstory is significantly more interesting than an origin story that, like, Spider-Man, for example, we've seen on film now twice for no reason.
Right, that's a crazy thing. Like, nobody knows anything about these characters, and they still didn't have to give us an origin story.
Yet Spider-Man, they had to give us two.
Well, maybe because... these guys are a team and there's more of them, so they don't have to go as in depth with each of them.
I had to see the Superman origin story in Man of Steel and it took an hour.
Right.
I mean, there's no reason for that. Yeah. And it wasn't particularly interesting. With Batman, the basic Batman, you know, Batman training isn't something you actually see very often. So that kind of works. And it also worked really because of the time in which it came out. But that works
and
more.
And really, what else
than...
is Batman going to do?
shoot grappling hooks and climb buildings.
Rubber bullets at people.
Bullets, yeah.
Shoot his tank at people?
shoot his tank at buildings, not people.
No. Not in the video game.
That's true. What is he going to do with that tank in a video game? Anyway. yeah, it's a very good movie. It knows what... It just knows how to be good, just like Shipwreck said. It hits the right notes.
Maybe I will watch that while I'm in America next week.
I think you should.
I'm hoping they get a sequel out soon.
The sequel has already been announced.
Oh, I'm sure it has.
They announced it before the movie came out.
They were pretty sure that this was going to do well for them.
Well, it wasn't, you know, as Marvel movies go, I don't think it cost as much as some of the other ones. Which helps. So, yes. But, yes, this movie's already made a profit.
Excellent.
Yes.
Should we talk about some new releases?
We can.
Sure. I know... Let me see here. We have all played now Road Not Taken, I believe?
Yes.
I have,
okay,
yes.
That was free for PlayStation Plus subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about it before. It's kind of a puzzle, cute little puzzle game, similar to, like, I don't know, it's like a Adventures of Lolo with crafting and a roguelike
That you lose me on the third thing you said there.
Okay.
I was enjoying the game. I liked the puzzle aspects. I did, you know, the first two saving the children. Then I got to the third one and I died. And then I had to start all over again from zero. And I was like, this is dumb. It doesn't. I've played roguelike games before. I'm familiar with the mechanic. And I've played games where it works. In this game, it doesn't feel like it works with the rest of the game. Like, you know, a game with relationship building where you lose that after you die once seems kind of strange.
I think you need the easy mode for this. And that's not saying it in a bad way, but I think they could very easily put in a...
That's what I mean. I think it needs a mode where it isn't roguelike. And then I would thoroughly enjoy this game and recommend it. It's a lot of fun and it looks great. But when you die and lose everything and you have to start the entire game from the beginning, it's not like some games, like some roguelikes, where if you die in a dungeon, you lose all the stuff on you, but everything that's outside of the dungeon, you still have. This is everything resets to zero.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, I don't want to play the same two or three levels again that I just played to get back to where I was when I died. It doesn't work for me. I found it frustrating, and as it stands right now, I'm pretty sure I'll never play this game again.
I think they could patch it. Like, I agree with you. Like, I think to reach more people, it definitely could do away with that roguelike element. I haven't gotten enough through the game to understand why that's there. There might be a purpose for it. I don't know.
But if you're not, if it's taken you as long as it has, because you had this game prior to it being out this week.
Well, I had like a beta version of it where I played through the first five levels, and then that was everything it was. And I've played through the first three levels now on PSN.
Yeah, I don't exactly, but we both don't see the purpose of it yet.
No.
And how frustrating would it be to die and start at zero? After finishing,
it's fun to bump
five.
Into things, though. It's got a lot of fun elements to it.
It does have a lot of fun elements. You know, the whole puzzle mechanic, I think, is great. I really enjoyed playing the game. It's just they made it so. What, there's a word I'm looking for that I'm not thinking of. It just doesn't work for me. That one element that they need to patch out.
I died during the tutorial.
Wow.
But I did manage to play a little more. It looks really good. I really like the art style, but I haven't played enough to really say too much about it. But I do like the puzzle element of it.
I like that you discover what matching up different things create and everything, the little crafting elements to it are kind of fun.
There's a lot of fun stuff in there that's for some reason behind some sort of weird firewall of frustration that's unnecessary.
Alrighty there. So that was Road Not Taken. Wombat wants a patch.
Yes.
A save game feature.
Not a save game feature, just not the rogue. Take out the rogue, give me...
Yeah, you don't mind dying, but lets you start with all your stuff again.
Yeah, and even it, you know, starting in the same relationship points that you were before.
Mm-hmm. Alright, what else we got this week?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, Wombat. Hmm. But I'll probably play more of it. Have you played The Swapper? That came out for PSN as well.
No, I have not.
I played it on Steam.
How is it?
It's cool.
That game's great.
I need to finish it.
It's another side-scrolling puzzle game where you walk around and you can kind of teleport and make clones of yourself, that type of stuff.
You're a moon man.
Oh, I feel like we've talked about this game before.
We have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Slow motion is involved. It looks really cool.
Yeah, I remember talking about that. Maybe other people do. Did you pick up Sacred 3 Ship?
I have not. I know that I've seen it before. I think it packs. And it's a lot different than the Sacred 2 that we played, Wombat.
It's hack and slash now, right?
Yeah. Well, it's...
I saw it
They've
with
always
you somewhere.
Been hack and slash, but before they were like Diablo style. And this is much more like, I don't know, Gauntlet Legends type of hack and slash. So
it hasn't gotten good reviews, has it?
It's, I don't know, probably in the 60s or so.
That's not very good.
Yeah, I don't know. It. I remember seeing it at PAX and being disappointed that they changed directions with it. That you were with us at that PAX. I remember that.
I was there.
We yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. I remember seeing it.
Yeah, we went in and saw it, and they. I remember asking questions about loot, and they're like, "No, there's not really any loot." And I was.
It seems to me this should be like a $20 game, and it would probably what people's expectations would be more in line with what it actually is.
Probably, I think putting the Sacred, just calling it Sacred 3, it's, I don't know. It's just such a radically different game than the other Sacreds were, and people liked the other Sacreds.
Right.
That it's going to piss people off because of that as well.
Gotcha. Well, and Gauntlet is coming out soon, September 3rd. And that looked good. I remember seeing that at E3. That looked really good, don't you think? For that type of game.
For that type of game, yeah. Yeah. I'll play another Gauntlet.
What else we got this week?
Tell me everything you know about Ultra Street Fighter 4.
I know that there's some new dudes.
Is Blanka in it?
Yes, that is something that you know about it.
There you go. Woo-woo.
I know that I can upgrade from my regular Street Fighter 4 on Steam for a lower price, but I don't know what the price is. And I don't think I'm going to do it. Because I got a lot of games, and I don't think I have to play that one.
I'm just looking at the list of PC games that you have here.
Yes.
And what the most expensive one is, the most expensive price that's listed on your list of games.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me laugh.
Well, the Sacred is 40, I think.
Well, the price isn't listed there. So
yeah, some
count.
Of them aren't listed.
So what's the most expensive game listed?
$20. New York Bus Simulator. Hey, I saw that.
Who's spending $20 for New York Bus Simulator?
Dude, I was thinking about it.
I think it might be all right.
Yeah.
No,
you got to hate
no
on the bus simulator.
No.
It might be good. What do you know? I mean, these simulator games can be good.
Exact change, please. Exact change. Don't forget your transfers.
Dude, when I drive by your office, I'm just going to keep on driving.
Good.
Not stopping for you.
I don't think there's a bus that goes down my block, but yes.
Not anymore.
Did you guys pick up the Expendabros?
I did. Ty and I played it. It's just like what's the other one called?
Bro Force,
just like that. But with, I've never seen any of the Expendable movies, so I don't really know who the characters are. So I can sort of guess by their little cartoon faces. But it's fine. It's good. It's fun, and it's free.
There you go.
Yeah. Anything
else? When are you gonna get a gaming PC, Wombat?
I have so many other things I need to worry about. Gaming PC isn't on the list. Just it's not a priority.
But playing a whole kinds of free games that you don't really want to play is.
I have, yes, I like the free games that I have. The free games that I have.
No, you don't. Do not like the free games you have.
I like downloading those games on the consoles that I currently already own.
He likes the process of acquiring the free games.
Yes. Yes.
The actual playing, the actual consumption of the game is sort of irrelevant.
Yeah, this month I've been slightly disappointed. Although I haven't really given Fez much of a fair chance.
I tried it.
That game has more exposition than I feel like it needs.
A little bit, but
just get on with it.
A little bit.
You're a retro styled puzzle platformer. I get it. It should take you about a minute and a half to explain to me what I need to do.
It took me a long time to get off that little home base area.
Just get on with it.
It's cute though. I like the music a lot, and I like the animations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
I like the concept of rotating the world.
I'll give that a little bit more time. And I started playing a little Doki Doki Universe. Have you played that at all?
No, I don't even know what that is. I know Shipwreck talked about it, and I still don't know what it is.
That game's fun.
It's not really... Okay. It's a game, I guess.
It's a, you know what it is? It's a game I can play with my kids sitting on the couch with me.
It certainly is that.
That is why I like it. That is, hey, kids, let's learn about sharing and collecting.
And it's free.
And it's free. So there you go.
So
exactly. Crimson Dragon, not so much.
I didn't bother.
Well, it's not very good. It's weird. It's clunky. It's clunky and the menus are clunky. There's just something about it that nothing feels...
I remember watching you play this game at E3 2 years ago and you were awful at it.
There's nothing about it that seems intuitive.
Hold down the thing to trigger the things.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work that way.
I don't know. It does. Maybe I remember. Just me. I mean, I haven't. Maybe if they changed it since it was at E3, maybe it doesn't work that way. But it definitely worked that way at E3.
I don't know. You can play it and tell me what you think. you play it then.
Oh, there's play a. It, fine.
What about the spaceship game? I can't even think of what it's called.
Strike Suit Zero.
Yeah, that one. Chibi, that's a dogfighting game.
Steam. I played it. I bought it for like $4 on Steam.
I got it for less than that.
I bought it for free on Sucker. Steam. I don't know. I acquired it in my Steam library at some point. I don't know how.
Right.
It just kind of happens.
Yeah, that game's okay. I'm just not a big space dogfighting guy. So...
Yeah, there's a lot of space dogfighting games coming down the pike, so this one seemed okay, but there's a lot. It seems like there's a lot bigger.
Yeah, but what? Who cares about games that are coming down the pike? There's a free one there right now.
Yeah, well, all right.
No, I mean, you know that your argument is invalid.
No, it's not. I have other games to play. I don't need to play a space
dogfighting game. Well, that's different. It's different.
Dude, Wing Commander 3 is free on Origin right now.
Did you pick that up?
I did. I think I already had it, though.
I'm sure you did. How is it?
I don't know. I didn't play it yet. I played it when it came out.
There isn't time to play all these free games.
I don't know.
I love Wing Commander games. In college, that's what I did, is I sat at my desk and played Wing Commander. So exciting. When you're running to the spaceship, I mean, they don't do that anymore. Games don't really generate that kind of excitement. The dogfighting game can generate that. The Oculus Rift one. When you're launching through the tunnel.
Eve Valkyrie?
Yeah.
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 I don't know. Those games just don't do it for me.
They can add that. It'd be a good idea.
Not like Doki Doki Universe, huh?
That game was just fun because I was playing it with my kids last night. Different apples and oranges.
Right. Is that it for the new releases? Did we bleed into something else?
We bled all over the place. There was
Microsoft.
I was about to say something that would be a little too off color.
A Menzies joke, perhaps?
Yes, you kind of figured it out. Yes.
I'm a genius.
Mm-hmm. You should be a Mensa.
So Microsoft is looking at opening up a big Microsoft store on Fifth Avenue in Midtown. Well, I'm very excited about that, to see people playing. What is that they play on Kinect, Ship?
They play the
Pilates?
Kinect Sports.
Pilates? Isn't there a Pilates something?
You're a Pilates something. No, where would it be? Where would it be?
On what, 57th and 53rd and 5th.
Oh, that's kind of far from me. I mean, relatively speaking.
Huh. That's the most, as a former commercial real estate broker, I can tell you, that's the most expensive office space, retail space in the world, and that when stores open up there, they're automatically guaranteed to lose money, and it's just a marketing expense. There's no way that they could ever sell enough merchandise to pay for itself.
This isn't something Microsoft needs.
You don't think so? You think that's not what's missing? You don't? They don't need.
We have Microsoft stores already. I have one in my mall.
Yeah. I don't think they need one on Fifth Avenue. No, maybe if they have, maybe putting one in a location that might be. Well, it's not that it's a bad location.
It's near the Apple Store. They want to be near the Apple Store.
Well, the Apple Store
you
is
don't
the,
be,
it, Apple
no,
Store is
not near the Apple Store.
Isn't the Apple Store on 57th and 7th or something like that?
I don't know.
The Apple Store is.
I want to say it's almost it's almost cross town.
The article says it's a stone throw away.
It's near the Tokidoki store.
Well, that's the one that's the downtown one. That's different. There's two Apple stores in Manhattan.
Right.
There's one by Columbus Circle, unless there's a third one that they opened, which is quite possible. I haven't lived in Manhattan in 7 years.
767 Fifth Avenue. That's right there.
Oh, I guess they did open a third one.
They opened on right in front of that's the Trump Tower right there.
There you go.
Isn't it?
I guess.
They're like Burger King. You know, Burger King, they don't bother like doing all the research on the real estate. They wait to see where McDonald's goes. And they open up next door.
Is that how Burger King does it?
It's absolutely how they do it.
Because there isn't a Burger King next door to my McDonald's.
Well, Burger King's had some hard times. Been on hard times lately, I think.
There is a Burger King around here. It's gross.
Ever since they served me those undercooked chicken fries,
they've lost your business.
Yeah, I remember. I
haven't
remember
eaten Burger King in 5 years.
Yeah,
I don't think I've eaten Burger King since that happened to you.
Nobody likes undercooked chicken fries.
No, I don't know anyone who likes cooked chicken fries. So
I don't even know what chicken fries are.
It's chicken that's been processed so many times that they can make it into like a little cylindrical kind of fry shape.
Right. Yeah, it's a breaded chicken fry.
That is not on the Green Brain diet, I can be pretty sure.
How do you know? You should write a letter to the Dr. Spichaman and find out.
Okay. Where are we here? Oh, yeah. Sony.
Mm-hmm.
So this is pretty funny. So a gamer has launched a class action lawsuit?
Yes.
Against Sony because the Killzone game is not at a native 1080p. I think only in the multiplayer.
Only in multiplayer.
Right. So they advertised it as 1080p, and he's saying, well, the multiplayer is not full 1080p. They had to do some trickery to make that happen, so obviously I should sue you. That's the most prudent course of action is for me to sue you over this.
It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
So I don't know.
So how did I sign up for that? Is that just...
Did you buy that game?
Yeah, I bought that game.
I almost bought that game.
I played maybe an hour of it, got lost, and have not gone back to it.
God, it's shit like this that causes Sony to put out games where, like Last of Us, where you have 90 pieces of multiplayer DLC because they got to pay for all these stupid lawsuits. So stop it. You're ruining it for everybody.
What do you think of all that Last of Us DLC?
It's really weird because I don't remember. I know, of course, Call of Duty does something similar where you can buy like skins for the guns and I guess emblems and things like that. But in this one, you actually buy the perks. So, you know, just like Call of Duty has perks, Last of Us multiplayer has perks too. If you want to create a custom class, you have to buy the perks with money, with real money.
Can you unlock them through gameplay though?
I don't think so.
Or is buying the only option?
I think buying is the only option.
That's kind of ridiculous.
Because usually when on these store items where you can unlock them in the game, doesn't it tell you on there?
I don't know.
Because it has to warn you that you could be paying for something that you've already unlocked. And it doesn't say that. Mm. So you can buy hats. There's 90 pieces of DLC. A few of them are just bundles of the aforementioned DLC. But it's hats, masks, and these perks, which just seems really weird. And obviously, when you combine just a couple of those bundles, it costs more than the game. And it's like, how can you say that hats and taunts, too? There's taunts, you know, like giving somebody the finger or something when you push R3 or L3. How can you say that all of that, you know, is worth as much and more than the whole game put together? It's just, it's too much. It's kind of gross.
You still playing it?
The problem is, I am still playing it. I'm still playing the single player and still enjoying it very much, okay. Even though we're getting to more combat and stuff. But I like the combat. I think it works. It works for me. I'm telling you, Ship, the frame rate makes a big difference.
It's a great game. I just didn't enjoy the combat. I'm fine. I'm happy you're enjoying it.
I'm able to get through these areas of combat. You know, I die a couple times, but it's not you know, it's not frustrating. I can get through it, and I feel satisfied after I get through it.
I think everybody should play that game at least once.
And I still like the multiplayer, too. The problem with the multiplayer is there are people who are so good at it. And this is not like a Call of Duty game where you're just running around and shooting people. You have to work as a team. Otherwise, you're just going to lose. Like, you'll be shut out, basically. And when I play, you can play matchmaking either no parties or parties allowed. And when I try no parties, there's no games. And when I do parties allowed, we lose 20 to nothing. So, I don't know. And it takes forever for the matchmaking, which they just patched today, I believe. But it's fun. I still seem to go back despite the fact that I lose every time. What else we got here in Sony? Thorbon 3 writes in and he asks, do you think releasing a PSN or Xbox Live Arcade game, it's not called Xbox Live Arcade anymore. What is it called now? Game. Okay. The first week of the month is now a risk since many customers now have at least one free game to download that week. Wombat. I find myself not buying anything on both marketplaces that week because of it.
Yes. That's, yeah, exactly.
That's why Microsoft was probably so hesitant to get going in this. I mean, they obviously knew that Sony was doing it. They just didn't feel like they had to.
Or, yeah, but you never know. You could download, but at least if you download those two free games and don't like them, at least you have another option.
You're at least going on the store.
Mm-hmm.
True.
That week. So I think the hope is that you go on there, you download your free game, you realize it sucks, and then you say, oh, look at this new game. People actually like it. Like Rogue Legacy. Like, that looks like fun. Why don't I buy that instead of playing all these games?
Right.
Because I don't want to spend money.
Right, but they're, you know what Shipwreck's saying, though. That wasn't really a question.
No, it was. That was definitely
called a rhetorical.
That was aimed. No, it was. There was nothing rhetorical about that.
That was to you directly.
That was to me.
All right. There's your answer, Thorbon.
We didn't mention the PlayStation Mobile for Android.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They nobody saw that coming. I remember when they announced this at E3. Didn't they announce this at E3? Right? Or was it TGS? I don't know. I think maybe it was TGS.
Sounds like a TGS.
Yeah, and the only thing I could think of, who is looking to play Cool Borders on their phone? There's so many games
on
your phone. Cool
Borders was available on the phone?
Holy shit. Desk turned over.
Where'd Wombat go?
There was probably a way that this could be implemented on Android and even iOS that could have made Sony money. But this was not anywhere close to being it. Again, you could maybe trick some people into like subscribing to something, to like an old game service. But as Shipwreck always says, it's the licensing of the games and stuff is always pretty much causes so many problems to make that implausible. So bye-bye, PlayStation Mobile. We hardly knew ye. And now Wombat Rush. Maybe it's not too late to get Cool Borders if you hurry. It's like Flappy Bird all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody rushing to download Cool Borders before they pull it. Where are we here? Nintendo.
I've still been playing Kirby Triple.
I played something. More of that this week, too. That game is fun.
The game's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I got another game that I ordered off of Amazon. I hadn't heard of this before. I didn't realize it existed. It's a Game Boy Advance game called A Sound of Thunder.
Did you just tell me you ordered a Game Boy Advance game off of Amazon?
Uh-huh. Okay. They carry
Go on,
those.
Continue.
They carry those. Okay. Yeah. Are you familiar with A Sound of Thunder, the Ray Bradbury story?
I'm familiar with the sound, actual Sound of Thunder.
Okay. That's a good starting point.
Okay.
I'm familiar with the book, but I've never read it.
Okay. Basically, it's people go back in time to hunt dinosaurs, and then that affects things in the future in a bad way. So, whole butterfly effect thing.
Okay. Yeah. And so now, this is a Game Boy Advance game.
It's a Game Boy Advance game.
So is it based on the movie that came out in 2005?
Kind of, I think. It was a tie-in to that movie. But I don't know if it was based
Does
on
Does it have
movie.
Edward Burns on the cover?
It's got a dude on the cover fighting a T-Rex with the T-Rex has really long arms. So
how much did it cost?
I want to say it cost me like $15 shipped or something like that.
Okay.
A little bit more than what
is it fun?
It's okay. I've been playing it on the Retron. I just got it in today, so I've only played it for about an hour before we started recording, but it's, I don't know how I never knew about this game, but it's like a 3D isometric, almost, I don't know, like an action-y Resident Evil type of thing where you're running around in these buildings in Chicago and dinosaurs pop out and you shoot them. Then you have to solve some puzzles, like environmental puzzles. And I don't know, you're picking up ammo and guns and I don't know. It's not fantastic, but I'm enjoying it just because it has got dinosaurs in it. That's pretty much the reason.
I'm now looking at how much the movie cost to make and how much it made.
It's like one of the worst failures ever.
It cost $52 million to make this movie. That honestly, I didn't even know they made this movie until you said something just now.
Yeah, I've never seen the movie. It's supposed to be absolutely horrendous, and I can't wait to watch it.
It made $1.8 million in the U.S.
Oops.
Yeah. $50 million loss. Oh, it did make $6 million worldwide. So, you know. It's not all bad. Oh my God, it's terrible.
It might make $6 million in like five once you
rent it.
Once I have my full A Sound of Thunder experience here.
Why?
I don't. There's nothing out.
Why don't you just go read the book again?
I could do that as well. It's a full multimedia. There's probably like a
and you're yelling at me. You're yelling at me for playing the games like Doki Doki Universe because it's accessible.
I'm at least
and
out
free.
There supporting the industry by buying used games off of Amazon.
Exactly. You're doing the exact opposite of me. I just need to make it a week. Not you know once it went by Tuesday of next week, the 19th. There'll be things.
Diablo.
It's rough out there, guys.
And Counter-Spy. I'm still looking forward to that game.
I'm really looking. Diablo looked awesome at E3. Don't
it did. It looks pretty good. And you can, I started playing it on the 360, and I stopped when they announced, you know, I pulled a Grand Theft Auto, as Cheapy would say. And stop playing it when I, you know, realized they were going to make this version of it. And the fact that you can import your save to any console is pretty cool. So you can
really
you can go totally cross except for PC. So I can bring my 360
right,
save.
Right, PC
to
is the totally different game, basically.
Exactly. But I could bring my 360 save to the PlayStation 4. Or I could bring my 360
awesome.
Save to the Xbox One. Depending, I honestly don't know which one I'm going to get yet. At this point, I don't think it really matters. It just, you know, it is what it is.
You should pick up A Sound of Thunder. We can link up.
Do I have
Does
to get
this game have four-player co-op, Diablo?
Yeah.
Sound of Thunder? Sound of Thunder definitely does. four-player multiplayer with...
I think
one
it's
cartridge?
drop in, drop out, co-op, online, the whole shebang.
Two players with two cartridges with a link cable to play co-op.
We're talking about Diablo. I just found this website, but it's a PlayStation blog. The font is so small, I can't read it. Sorry. I would like to give you this information, but
on Diablo,
boy, it looks good. Huh?
So yeah, I'm gonna get it.
Oh, it looks so good.
I bet we all get that game.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get it on Xbox. I mean, on PlayStation. It's probably better.
Whatever you say, boss.
I guess.
I know there's going to be a day one patch on the 360, on the Xbox One, so it's native 1080p and 60 frames per second.
Yep. Doesn't the PlayStation One have some bonus shit in it? Oh, has it
know.
The Last of Us something?
Yeah, it's got like clickers in it or something.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Yeah, but the bad guys from The Last of Us are in.
That I could do without, to be honest.
Yeah.
Where are we here?
It has Klinger in it, so it has like Jamie Farr dressed up like a woman.
Yeah, that's what it has. Exactly.
Tony Pacquiao's got hit by a semi-truck.
Huh?
Tony Packow's, like last week, like a semi truck ran into it.
Oh no. That's the what is that, the sandwich place?
That's the hot dog ish.
Oh, the hot dog place.
Place in Toledo.
But sorry. Good thing you weren't there still.
Going down in Toledo. They have like toxic water as well right now.
Right, another place with toxic water in the US.
I got out of there while the getting was good.
Yes, yeah, so you got out just in time. Someone must have killed the dinosaur in the past.
Exactly. Now we're talking about things that happened.
Now I'm speaking your language.
Right. Stay tuned for next week when Watch This Bitches features A Sound of Thunder, so I can talk more about this.
No show next week, though, probably.
Yeah. You'll be away.
I'll be away for 10 days or so. So unless we do it really early in the week. Unless something really crazy happens, like on Monday or Tuesday, then I don't know. I think this is it for a while.
Well, that gives me more time to watch.
Yes. Buttle writes in and he says, "Hey guys, I hear you giving Nintendo a hard time, and perhaps rightfully so, but is the Sony-Microsoft mentality of giving games away and selling their higher quality consoles at relatively inexpensive prices actually profitable? Certainly Nintendo should make some changes, and they always do, for better or worse, but how well is the Sony-Microsoft strategy really working?" Ship?
Does anybody know how this is working?
Well, like, I mean, the console business has always been you sell the machine for a loss, you subsidize
it.
No,
I was talking about giving games away.
Oh, the giving games away part. Yeah. I don't know.
Still too early in that. Like, sure, PlayStation 3 did it for a long time, but that was like well after like the consoles had been out for a while when that stuff started.
Right.
So now it's kind of like new territory of giving games away that have only been out for 6 months, or giving them away as they're coming out.
And Nintendo doesn't do this, right?
I got a free game from them for being a platinum.
No, but you have to work for that.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have a paid service, though. They don't have a paid online
service.
No, they
don't have a paid service.
No, there's nothing. There's no subscription service or anything like that.
So these games aren't, you know, these games are quote-unquote free, right? They're not really free.
Not anymore. Well, the 360 games are. The 360 games when you enter.
No, once you stop paying for Xbox Live, right?
You keep the 360 games.
Oh, 360.
Yeah. 360 games you can keep. Xbox One games you don't. So you're not really you're not getting the games for free. No, you have them as long as you're a subscriber.
Right.
So as soon as you stop subscribing Crimson Dragon, you will no longer own that Wombat.
What am I going to do without Crimson Dragon?
Right, so maybe Nintendo should do something like this. So the games aren't really free. People are paying for them, in a way.
It's a revenue stream, yeah. And I think that is profitable.
And it's a revenue stream against games that have already been produced and already exist in your ecosystem. You know, the overhead couldn't be that crazy. So maybe it should be, I don't know, Super Mario Brothers could be your first one for $5 a month.
Give Nintendo some time.
$50 a year, every month, there's a free NES, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64 game. Like, one from each console every month.
Whoa, slow down. This is radical stuff, guys. These other companies have been doing this for years. We got to wait for them to do it for at least 20 years before Nintendo's going to implement something.
You know what's sad is that you say that, and I'm like, I wonder if I would buy a Wii for that. And there's part of me that probably would. The sad thing is that it wouldn't transfer to the 3DS.
Well, no. But you could pay another $50 and get a subscription on there, too.
Well, that's just it. I would pay the $50 for the 3DS and not get it on the...
Well, but with my strategy, with Nintendo strategy here, the free games would be different on both the Wii U and the 3DS.
Yeah, no.
So you could complain about which games the Wii U is getting every month. It'd be perfect for you, Wombat.
No. We're talking about the next console, I think. Let's give up on the Wii U already, okay?
That name is abysmal, according to that guy who left the company this week, whose name I can't recall.
Which one? What name?
The indie guy.
What name is abysmal?
Wii U.
Of course it is.
That's his quote. What is his name? Shipwreck, what's his name?
Andy?
Ralph? I think it was Ralph. He headed up the indie games effort at Nintendo for nine
years.
I forgot his name.
Me too.
Well, he's right. I mean, it was it's horrible. You don't want to remind people. I mean, everything is horrible about the Wii U. What's not horrible?
Is everything horrible? But I don't know about that. That may be
abysmal.
Little...
What's not abysmal?
I was close. His name is Dan.
Yeah, you were close. You were close. Yes. I mean, most things are abysmal.
I don't think everything is abysmal about it.
Okay.
People
most things.
Enjoy the Mario games.
Like, there's some good games for it. Okay.
That's kind of the most important thing about the console is having good games for it. No?
It has a couple. I mean, it's a few. It's not.
It has a few. Yeah. It definitely could use more.
It's been around. It's been out for years, and it has a few good games.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Where are we here on this monstrosity? Multi-platforming, Wombat's news and stuff. There we are. What?
Who?
What?
Who's that?
What?
Didn't we talk about everything?
I thought
we
were doing a DMX song here. What?
No. Didn't we talk about everything on here already?
No, we didn't talk about Twitch yet.
Oh,
we didn't talk about any of this stuff.
Twitch. Blocking videos because of the audio.
That's what they're doing. That's not, well, they're muting the videos.
Whatever.
They're muting the audio on videos that have copyrighted audio content in them. So this new system that they've implemented it mutes a whole 30-minute chunk whenever it detects copyrighted audio that's in their system.
So but it was mistakenly doing it to original game music, not licensed game music. And that's the mistake.
I don't think that's the mistake. That's the intended purpose.
Unless it's copyrighted.
That's not what they said on Reddit. There was the big Reddit thing about that.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
They screwed up. They'll probably try to fix it.
Right. I'm sure it'll be okay. They said that you can broadcast whatever you want live. So I can just, you know, if I want to just play the radio live, that seems to be fine. They won't block your broadcast. But it's only the recording that gets muted. So
I understand the thought process there.
What's that?
I understand the thought process there.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the recording industry lobby is so powerful that they don't want to be sued, and the only recording industry only cares about recorded media, probably.
Well, they care because if somebody tunes in live, it's not like they're tuning in to listen to the latest DMX song. They're tuning in to watch whatever you're doing, but if there's a recording that they know the DMX song is on there,
right? They don't need to buy it.
Listen to it, yeah.
So good news, Wombat, for your Pop 40 show that you're going to be starting on Twitch soon. Pop 40, Top 40, I don't
Top
know.
40. Well, there is a hole in that market.
And you know what happens when you see a hole, Wombat?
And
you
what,
plug it.
Oh,
with your genius.
Is that plug it with my genius? Is that the title?
No, penis.
Of this?
I said penis.
Oh, I thought you said genius.
Right. See, you're not that bright.
No. Hey. Wait. Hi. Oh.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah.
They also did the thing where they're going to take stuff off their server after 14 days or whatever it was too.
Yeah. No more archived videos. Basically.
Yeah. They're kind of backpedaling on that as well. Because surprise, everybody got upset that. They changed all the rules.
But they're going to lose all their content.
Right.
I don't know why. I mean, is this just... Are they just going to become YouTube? Are they just going to move right slowly into YouTube?
Well, they own them now, don't they?
Yes.
So...
Like, does Twitch need to exist anymore? If you already have a YouTube channel, can't you just merge the two? And then when you broadcast live, it's on YouTube? Does anyone really care what the name is called?
I think it's only a matter of time that when you type in Twitch... .tv, it just takes you to a reskinned YouTube page. Yeah, that's something.
YouTube doesn't have chat, live chat, but there's no reason why they couldn't add that.
Implement it. Yeah.
I mean, it's not, yeah. There's nothing special about why, you know, Twitch is Twitch and YouTube is YouTube. They could both be the same thing. I mean, YouTube already does live broadcasts. They've been doing it for a while.
Yep.
They already have the chat.
Yep.
It's the Google Hangouts, right?
It's awesome.
So basically, Twitch is going to be Google Hangouts pretty soon.
Only a matter of time.
Prepare your anus, Wombat.
I don't use Twitch or YouTube, so it really doesn't impact. It doesn't, or Google Hangouts. So none of the things you say impact me in any way, shape, or form. I feel bad for people that are upset by this, but it doesn't.
Right.
Oh, not in my backyard.
Right. Not your problem. There's an interesting article from the guys who made Shovel Knight Yacht Games, a game that Shipwreck enjoyed very much. Yacht Club Games, excuse me.
Yeah.
They basically, not only do they give you their sales numbers for their first month, but they give you a quick primer on what it takes and what it costs to make a video game. And if you just Google, if you just go to yachtclubgames.com, I'm sure you can find the article. But Wombat, there's a very simple formula for figuring out how much it costs to make a game.
Okay.
And this is, you can just file this away in the Wombat warehouse and you'll know for the future. So it's one person per month, $10,000. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So $120,000 a year per person. Now, obviously, that's not their salary, but that includes, you know, office space and insurance and everything that you would
need. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's the magic formula that they give you in this article. $120,000 a year per person. So there you go, Wombat. You've learned something today.
Excellent.
The game was very successful, by the way. They sold, it far surpassed their expectations. I think they sold 180,000 copies in the first month, and they were expecting to do 150 in the lifetime of the game, I believe. So,
good for them.
I'm gonna check it out. Got to get on that. What else we got here? We talked about the Diablo. I can't see. Oh, this one. The creator of Mass Effect has left BioWare. Casey Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Who's left at BioWare now from, say, the Mass Effect 2 team? Mass Effect 3?
Nobody.
Like, you know, of the names. The names. The doctor.
The guy who made the Mako.
Yeah, right?
He's still back. Well, we know he's back. He's there because they're bringing back the Mako.
Yeah. That's why they're bringing it back. That's who's in charge
of it. That's
all we know. I'm bringing back the Mako.
Fuck it.
It's just very interesting because now BioWare is just... Is BioWare really just BioWare in name only at this point?
Yeah, yes. I think that's what happens when
companies
get... People sell their companies and they make so much money. Like, why would they continue... Like, why would you stick around to work for EA after you make, like... I don't know how much money they made, but it's more than enough that they don't have to work anymore, probably.
They can make craft beer.
That's why they put that big wet fart of an ending on Mass Effect 3. We're out! We're done!
Peace!
Thanks.
Seacrest, out!
Mm-hmm.
Hudson, out!
Casey Hudson went through the red door.
What do we got here? What else? Anything to the keg bag, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, Wombat's never more excited than we're towards the end of the show. Lunchtime, maybe.
Maybe lunchtime.
It's close, I bet. Sleep time, the time right before sleep time, or the time right before lunchtime. I bet you it's close on the Wombat Joy scale.
I think bedtime ranks above.
Bedtime is better.
Bedtime is better, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Banodyne.
I like that there's a Wombat Joy scale, by the way.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Shipwreck, what do you think you will enjoy more, Destiny or Borderlands prequel?
Pre-sequel.
Pre-sequel.
Probably Borderlands pre-sequel.
Did I ask this last week? I may have. No.
Probably not.
Okay. I added this. It was actually a show comment on the show thread. That's where it came from.
Okay. It's very frustrating because at one point, like, on one hand, I'm like, hey, I don't want to play old-gen Borderlands, but you're forcing me to. Which I'm going to play it on PC.
Right. So it won't really be old-gen. It'll
no, but I'm still
going
to be sitting there. Why isn't this PC version out on next-gen consoles? It's
there will be
so much money on the table, I think, by not putting this out on.
Yeah, but they're missing an opportunity of having it out this holiday.
Right. This, like, right now when nothing else is out there and everybody, like, likes Borderlands and they want to play another one, and now you're kind of... You're kind of really handicapping the franchise here, I think. Like, by putting this out, nobody thinks it's going to be as good because it's the pre-sequel and it's on the old consoles.
And now when you do really re-release it next year, it's going to be it's going to taint the first original next-gen Borderlands game because it won't be the first Borderlands game on next-gen consoles.
I think we're going to see Borderlands 1, 2, and pre-sequel all packaged into one.
Oh, you think one big next-gen package?
Yeah, because they have the PC versions of Borderlands and Borderlands 2.
That's true.
Which look fantastic already. You just put them all in a bundle and people will buy it again. I'll buy it again.
People like me will buy it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. It's coming out in October, middle of October. So your answer was the answer was Borderlands.
Yeah.
Yes
or no? I think so. Yeah. I really want to like Destiny a lot, but coming out of the beta, it just does not have the story hooks that in the mission structure.
It doesn't have
what
you're looking for.
Right.
But we'll find out in a month.
Okay. Akokonas asks, does anybody have any clue on what the fuck Ho-Ho-Cum is? Thinking of pre-ordering this, but I have no idea.
It looks pretty. I'll give you that much. It really does. And I was literally thinking the same thing yesterday, looking at when I was playing Doki Doki Universe, going, I wonder if this game is going to be worth $11. But I don't know exactly. I don't know.
I don't know anything about it. I know I don't know what the fuck Ho-Ho-Cum is. So I'm right there with you. Paranerd asks, are any of us going to see the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie? Even
Ship?
Out of morbid curiosity. Ship will when it's $5, right?
They keep showing these like more and more trailers that are longer and longer, and it just keeps looking worse and worse. So I don't think so. It just does not look appealing at all.
All right.
Did you know that Johnny Knoxville is voicing Leonardo?
I did not know who was doing any of the voices, actually. No.
Now you know. Johnny Knoxville is doing
which
Leonardo.
One? Leonardo.
Leonardo. Yeah. I think you said that.
That doesn't really
makes no
change
sense,
my opinion
it?
Either way.
Hey, let's give the most straight-laced turtle. Let's get Johnny Knoxville in here. Top of my list.
He's an actor. He can play it straight.
There you go.
He might be a great Leonardo. Why would you assume he's going to be crazy?
GPD, Team Johnny Knoxville.
I'm just saying. He's an actor. I'm sure he could do anything.
He's an actor. Yes. I'm sure he's going to be great. Role of a lifetime.
I'm very disappointed. I saw that Bad Grandpa 1.5 was on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to watch that. And Mrs. Cheapy won't watch it because it's too silly. So I had a night where she was out. I'm like, all right, this is the night. I'm going to watch Bad Grandpa. The Bad Grandpa 1.5 is not the original movie with extra stuff in it. It's just the extra stuff.
I thought it was 0.5.
Oh, is that what it is?
Bad Grandpa 0.5.
Did I I did my math wrong? Is that what you're telling me?
It's possible.
I think that's what it was.
No, that can't be 0.5. Really?
It's Bad Grandpa 0.5.
Oh. Well, why would they put that on Netflix and not the other one? They think I'm going to go buy the real one?
Gotta get your Johnny Knoxville hooks into you. They know you can't get enough of him.
Now I feel bad for defending Johnny Knoxville. No, I just thought, all right, well, at least I guess I am an idiot. Boss J Bug writes in and asks, what games do you feel should be remastered?
Resident Evil?
No.
That's going to be RE:Mastered?
Well, so obviously you're referring to that they're remaking the first one?
Yes. Which, it's been a long time. It has been a long time since that game has been, updated to look like today's games.
But I got the Resident Evil 4 on PC, the HD whatever they call it. It looks like shit. I turned it off after 2 seconds.
We'll see how they do with this Resident Evil game. If they really make it look great and, no tank controls, because it is going to have control scheme options.
Right.
I'm more than willing to give that a shot. So I personally don't think there are enough haunted house games. I think it's
How about Wing Commander?
Underused genre. There are no haunted houses in Wing Commander. Why would I care about that?
As a remastered game.
Oh.
Mark Hamill is available.
Is he? He's making Star Wars now.
He's not really going to be in it.
He's going to be in it. He has his 5 minutes.
These guys are going to be in it. They're going to be like sitting on a couch in a, like a, in a like a space booth in a space diner.
All fat and bloated.
Yeah, and all the real characters are going to drive by them.
He'll be all fat, but his arm will still be the old size because it's a robot.
Because it's
arm.
Fake, yeah.
Right. Yeah, just big fat Mark Hamill, but just little skinny.
May the force be something, something. Hey.
Whatever.
Whatever. Paycheck?
You pay now?
I don't like games being remastered.
I like new games.
I like new games and old games that aren't mastered.
But Grand Theft Auto 5 is okay.
Really? I like new. I'm not a big fan of replaying games. It's just not something that I do very often. It's just, you know, oh, I've already done this. Hey, look, that thing that was there in the old game is still there in the new game. Look at that.
It's better.
It looks better.
Check out that lighting.
Exactly. Or I could play something new. Like, the let's say instead of
playing... No, you can't. Ha ha.
Right, instead of playing
Resident Evil, I could play The Evil Within.
Mm-hmm. I showed Shipwreck the release list. That IGN has a pretty good release calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Start, you know, for the rest of the year. It's not exactly chock full of goodies. I mean, there's some nice stuff here and there, but...
Well, how many games do you need?
A lot.
I mean, really, what do you need? How many AAA releases do you need in a 4 month span?
Four.
How many?
Four,
sure. And I think there are four.
Mm.
You got your Density.
Right.
You got your Far Cry 4. That's something. Mm-hmm. And there's probably two other ones. Maybe The Evil Within. Maybe that Lord of the Rings game.
I don't know. All this shit's on PC, though, except for Destiny.
Okay. Sunset Overdrive. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be... I'm sure that game will be fine, but I feel like it's just... It's not going to move boxes.
I don't know.
It's not going to move systems, and it's... And I don't know. When is that coming out?
What?
Later or sooner?
I don't know. I'm trying to find that list that you said that was...
Oh, IGN?
Yeah. Upcoming games, is that what it is?
October. Sunset. Yeah, Sunset Overdrive is end of October.
There you
Halloween.
Go. Let's see. Shadows of Mordor comes out in the end of September.
I'm actually looking forward to that.
So, there you go.
So?
Unless it sucks.
Right.
Dragon Age.
Which is totally possible.
Dragon Age 3 that comes out this fall.
But I've watched like two long videos of that Lord of the Rings game, and it looked pretty, like really pretty good quality. Looks like they did a good job with it.
Alien Isolation?
Not interested in that.
Okay. The Evil Within?
Not interested in that.
Far Cry 4?
Interested.
You're going to pick that up. Dragon Age 3? Any
no.
interest? No.
No. No.
Really?
None.
So what about the Halo thing?
Yeah, but yeah. With I'm not happy about it.
Right. Nobody's happy about that situation that we... But we're all going to do it.
It'll be fun.
Are you going to pick up Sleeping Dogs?
No.
No.
Why are they remastering that?
I don't know. I'm just looking at it now going, who wants that? I guess there are people that want that. Someone must want that.
It only sold like a million copies, I think, to begin with, right?
I don't know. I never...
I think it did pretty well. What else? That's it?
Let's see. Super Smash Brothers for the 3DS.
Right.
Assassin's Creed, Disney
sure.
Infinity
that
Marvel.
Looks kinda, that might be good, the new Assassin's Creed.
Could there
that
you
be
go.
Good?
What about your NHL?
It's going to break my heart.
I know, but you're going to buy it. There'll be a new Call of Duty. There's still plenty of games coming out this fall.
What if
you
get a remastered version of the old NHL 2K series?
You know, the newer EA games are better.
Okay.
Yeah, those are good, but... Yeah.
I still don't know how I feel about
the
Evil Within.
I think they need to be reaching The Resident Evil one remastered, like, I'm more okay with that because they're at least, like, reaching back to something that you is just not on store shelves, like,
yeah,
currently.
Like, if they said something similar, like, I would have no problem if they wanted to remake other maybe PS1 era games, like Siphon Filter, the first one. I really liked that game back in the day. I don't know how well it would hold up.
I don't know if you want to play Siphon Filter anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if it would work. I just remember I loved that game.
You have to remake the game from scratch.
What about Grand Theft Auto 3?
It's not necessary. Like, what, you know, they're not those games.
I don't think necessary ever came up in this conversation.
I mean, they'll do it if they think they can make money off it. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
I mean, if they think they could make a buck off it, they'll remake a piece of dog shit.
But
it's got to be much cheaper to pump out these remastered versions of everything on a yearly basis than put out sequels.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
That's driving me nuts. I'd rather be playing crappy movie tie-in games on a consistent basis than a
remastered version of a game you already played once.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to confirm, I think we've found four games for you.
Okay, it's not that bad. Wombat, I stand corrected.
Well, it happens.
All right, are we done?
That's up to you, sir.
I'm choking over here. Hold on. Any of these other questions pique your interest, Wombat, while I drink some water?
So let's see. I'll ask this question from Daniel Farrows. Comic question. I want to introduce my son, who is 8, to superheroes. He is mostly into cars and doesn't care about superheroes so far. Which comic book do you recommend as a starter? My daughter has been reading Tiny Titans. You could buy the, like, volume 1, which is like a whole collection of comics. It was like $10 on Amazon, and I highly recommend that because she's totally into it. But I also recommend maybe starting with a cartoon so they're familiar with the characters.
There's like Avengers, Ultimate, what was the one?
Like Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes. You could try that. You could also try, I mean, these are all on Netflix. Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes, Batman the Brave and the Bold is also a really good starter.
I think the Avengers one would appeal more to an adult, though.
Maybe. Batman the Brave and the Bold, my kids love that show. That show was a lot of fun for, you know, the youth set. And Teen Titans Go, which is not on Netflix, but is on the Cartoon Network. Cartoon Network? Yeah. That show is pretty funny, too. We laugh at that show a lot.
Also, so. Justice League Unlimited.
Justice League Unlimited, sure. Those are great. Well, he is 9, so 8. So, yes, Justice League and Justice League Unlimited, Batman the Brave and the Bold. You know, have him read those, see what he thinks, see if there's a character in those cartoons that sticks with him. And then if there is, like, say he says, you know, I really like this Green Lantern.
Marvel, then.
Or yes, there are all the Marvel cartoons are on there, too. So find a character that sticks with him through another medium, and then I would say introduce him to comic books that way.
Mm. And if nothing sticks with him, introduce him to your belt.
Hey, you can't force
lock him in a room with just a, you know, a box of comics, and that's it.
Yes.
All right, that's it. That's enough,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess no show next week, or for a couple, until September, maybe.
Really? That's crazy.
Well, I'm gone for 10 days.
How dare you?
I mean,
it'll be before September, I'm sure.
Okay, but not much. Right?
I don't know. I know I'm going away in September.
See? No. Oh, no. Let's see. When,
so this is the last CADcast ever, everyone. Thanks.
It's been a fun run.
Yeah, we just had our 9th anniversary.
This is our 9th anniversary show, by the way. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Happy anniversary.
What'd you get me?
Nothing.
Oh, well, that's okay. I got you the same thing.
Perfect. If anybody has any suggestions for me on what I should do in Vegas or LA or San Diego, you can let me know on Twitter, GPD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals for your video game deal needs. And yeah, can't wait to get out of this fucking weather. Just disgusting. You can't even go outside here.
Have fun in the desert. You're going to two deserts.
No, what's the desert? What's the other desert?
Vegas and LA We're both desert adjacent.
Well, okay, Vegas is hot, but LA is not hot compared to here. LA, once the sun starts to go down, it starts to cool off. Here, it just doesn't cool off at all. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you, everybody, and we will see you when we see you. Bye.
Bread's done.
Where'd you get your guinea pig?
Happens to be the best damn candidate out of 600 volunteers.
A secret experiment gave one man the strength of 100.
To the rest of the world, he's just codenamed Captain America.
And the power to save millions.
The Jerry's had an experimental rocket ready to fire at a target somewhere in the United States.
Only he could defeat a superhuman madman.
They got a fella called the Red Skull heading up their outfit. All we can hope to get in there is one good man.
But saving the world left him trapped in an icy grave until fate released him to finish a battle started decades ago.
Yeah, he's still alive. We don't know where he is or who he is.
Now, an evil genius is on the verge of global domination.
Captain America, you gotta help us.
And only Captain America can stop him. Ronnie Cox, Ned Beatty, Darren McGavin, Kim Gillingham, Scott Pollard as the Red Skull, and Matt Salinger as the Marvel Comics hero, Captain America.